Good afternoon. A southeasterly wind flow off the Atlantic Ocean is producing a more summer-like feel out there today with increasing humidity and a fair amount of sunshine mixed with clouds. Temperatures are surging into the upper 60s and lower 70s early this afternoon. At the same time, a steady rain is coming down in central and western New York and Pennsylvania. It's all in association with a storm system that's developing now in the Ohio Valley close to Pittsburgh and will track slowly into the eastern Great Lakes during the remainder of the day today. In the environment we find ourselves in here in eastern New York and western New England, enough instability could form to produce showers and thunderstorms from time to time through the afternoon, while the steadiest rain remains off to the north and west. In these locations, temperatures will be held in the 60s, closer to the Canadian border, and from Utica and Binghamton into central New York, while the rest of the region will continue to climb into the lower to middle 70s. Eventually, as the storm system evolves and pushes east, a front will move through the interior section of New York and New England tonight with a steadier period of rain. We'll also have areas of fog developing overnight as temperatures drop off behind the front back into the 40s and lower 50s. The same storm system will continue to track toward coastal New England while intensifying during the day on Saturday. This will produce a strong and gusty northwest wind flow and keep temperatures in the upper 40s to around 50 during the day Saturday, or even allow temperatures to drop back through the 40s. Precipitation will be ongoing, light and steady cold rain in most spots, but across the highest terrain of the Adirondacks and Green Mountains, some of the rain could change over to wet snow and accumulate before the day is through. The steadiest precipitation will wind down on Saturday night, and this will leave us with a blustery and cool day on Sunday, although much drier than the beginning of the weekend, with a mix of sun and clouds. Highs will be back into the middle 50s. A reinforcing shot of cooler air will arrive on Monday with a couple of sprinkles or showers in the morning, then increasing sunshine in the afternoon back to the lower 50s. And despite a good amount of sunshine on Tuesday and Wednesday, highs will be in the upper 40s to around 50 both days. We'll have another chance of showers as another disturbance approaches us for the day on Thursday, with highs reaching into the lower to mid 50s once again. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, an elongated area of low pressure over West Virginia and western Pennsylvania will continue to direct widespread soaking rain across western and central New York and Pennsylvania throughout the day today. The heaviest rainfall will occur from the southern tier of New York across the Genesee River Valley and Finger Lakes into the eastern Lake Ontario region. Many of these locations have already picked up rainfall amounts of 1 to 3 inches, with another 1 to 2 inches possible during the day today. Flash flood watches and warnings have been issued. And the National Hurricane Center is monitoring a broad area of low pressure centered a little more than 200 miles east-northeast of the northwestern Bahamas, and it's moving slowly northward. Although the thunderstorm activity continues to be limited, there's still an opportunity for this system to become a subtropical or tropical cyclone later today before it merges with an approaching cold front well offshore of the United States East Coast tonight. Moisture from this system is still causing locally heavy rains with life-threatening flash floods and mudslides over portions of Hispaniola. For those traveling across the Northeast today, cloudy with scattered showers in New York City in the mid-70s, Boston mostly cloudy with showers and possibly a thunderstorm near 70, and in Buffalo, cloudy with rain and fog and temperatures in the lower 50s. Checking the climate report, the average high temperature in Albany today 58 degrees, the average low 38, the record high 81 set in 1979, and the record low 17 in 1972. Sunrise this morning was at 7:16 a.m., sunset this evening 6:03 p.m., 10 hours and 47 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy, showers likely today with highs in the mid to upper 60s. Cloudy with more rain and fog tonight with lows in the 40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, Mostly cloudy and muggy with a few scattered showers and possibly a thunderstorm today, and highs in the mid-70s. Rain likely tonight, perhaps a thunderstorm, also areas of fog with lows in the mid-50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, cloudy with showers likely today and a steadier rain possible with highs in the mid-60s. More rain tonight with lows in the lower 40s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly cloudy and muggy with scattered showers and a thunderstorm possible today with highs in the lower to mid-70s. Rain likely tonight and possibly a thunderstorm, some fog as well with lows near 50. Region-wide for tomorrow, cloudy, windy, chilly with a light cold rain, temperatures holding near 50 or falling into the 40s, a mix of sun and clouds mid-50s on Sunday, partly sunny on Monday with highs in the lower 50s, windy and chilly. On Tuesday and Wednesday, partly sunny skies, upper 40s to around 50, and a chance of showers Thursday with high temperatures in the lower to mid-50s. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.